Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. The bioeconomy is the part of the economy which uses renewable resources from agriculture, forestry and the marine to produce food, materials and energy while reducing waste. The bioeconomy recognises the value of nature, soils, land and seas to generate prosperity and mitigate climate change. It supports sustainable agriculture, forestry, fisheries and aquaculture. BioOrbic is a national collaboration of researchers focused on the development of a sustainable circular bioeconomy. Derek O'Brien is BioOrbic's executive director.
So BioOrbic is the National Bioeconomy Research Centre in Ireland. So we are a collaboration between 12 different universities all around Ireland. And we work with government, we work with industry partners on developing bioeconomy and sustainable solutions for a sustainable future. The premise of BioOrbic is that bioeconomy has been identified as a national priority for Ireland. And just this week, a action plan 2023 to 2025 for the bioeconomy, a national strategy, has been launched. BioOrbic takes the premise that Ireland is a small country. We've a number of universities and there's different experts with different expertise in different locations. BioOrbic is a virtual centre which brings all that expertise together.
When you talk about the bioeconomy, what do you mean by the bioeconomy?
I suppose I'll start with the fossil economy, if described. The bioeconomy. So I think we're all familiar with climate change, greenhouse gases, and we hear a lot about fossil resources and petrochemicals and petrol. And everyone's familiar, I suppose, with putting petrol and diesel in their car, using oil for heating their houses. But you'd be surprised to the extent to which oil is all around us, I suppose. Most plastics are made from petrochemicals, clothes, everything really. So the bioeconomy, I suppose, is an alternative economy to that, and it's more sustainable. So what the bioeconomy does is it uses natural resources and renewable resources from land, from sea, to make the everyday products that we need, like food, feed for animals, materials, chemicals, all that kind of thing.
What kind of research then would you and your collaborators be doing?
We do a very diverse range of research, I suppose. So we do everything from molecular biology to chemistry. So I suppose our program is divided into three different areas. So we look at the resources that we harvest from the land or the sea. We need to do that in a sustainable way. So we have a biodiversity element into it. So the first thing, I suppose, is that if we take the planet as the thing that provides us with these resources, and we have to maintain that and ensure that we have healthy ecosystems. And biodiversity is very important for that, and we need to ensure that we're cognizant of that when we're harvesting those resources. So when we take the resources, then we need to separate them out. So we use molecular biology and chemistry to do that, and then we convert them into other resources. And again, there's chemical processes, biological processes to that. Sustainability then is the other very important aspect of the work that we do, ensuring that everything that we do is underpinned by sustainability. So for example, the bioeconomy isn't by itself sustainable. So for example, if we decided, okay, we're going to use trees to make everything now instead, and we just cut it down all the trees, that obviously wouldn't be sustainable. So it has to be done in a sustainable way, building in circularity, for example, and linking in with the circular economy. We also look at things like consumer behavior. So if we're producing bio-based products, how do consumers perceive those? What will it take for them to make the switch if they have different options? And finance and money always comes into that. Just a flavor of some of the things that we do.
How difficult is it to persuade the public that we have to take better care of our planet?
Well, it's not difficult at all, really, for people to explain to people and for people to understand. I think people recognise that we need to take better care of the planet. They recognise that a lot of the practices that we have as a society in our economy are not sustainable. The challenge then is, what can I do as an individual? You know, I'm only one person. A lot of people ask that question. The first thing, I suppose, is to inform yourself, to be aware of what you're doing. I think that's the first step. You can make better, more informed decisions then. Obviously, you have to be practical, but we've seen with things like electric cars, for example, people would have been quite sceptical of those, but now they're becoming more prevalent on our roads, and car manufacturers, for example, are committing to only making electric cars by 2030. We see the same thing with the bioeconomy. We see that the fossil economy is not obviously sustainable. If you think about the amount of investment that goes into oil refining, so for example, if you extracted oil from Saudi Arabia, and if you brought your car to Saudi Arabia, filled it up there with petrol, and then somehow if you could get to Venezuela and fill your car up again, even though the oil oil that comes out of the ground is quite different. The refining process is so technologically advanced that you could fill up your car on the other side of the world and it would still work. It's the same thing with biorefining. So if we can put, if you can imagine, if we could put even a portion of that investment into the bioeconomy, the possibilities for transforming quite quickly what we do collectively and individually is enormous.
That was Derek O'Brien, Executive Director of Biorbic. Next week on Ours to Protect, we'll hear about Biorbic's BioBus, which is currently on a tour of Ireland.